like no one else but you, so stay by my side, like I stay on your mind.
What time is it, Mink?
It's Trippin' Coffee time.
Hey friends, welcome to the Truth and Coffee Time podcast with Diverse Love. I am Denise.
And I'm Brian.
Get your coffee or whatever your cup of joy is and settle in for some bold conversations, some random topics, a few cuss words, and a whole lot of us. Brian,
let's go.
It depends on if this other shoulder work.
So if you do one push up, you want me to clap it up for you?
Sure.
My disabled vet trying to get one push up. That's his goal. One push up. How long before the year over? What are you? One push up. I got you. What coffee are you drinking this morning, Mr. B? We haven't talked about our coffee.
Dark as shit coffee.
Wow.
This right here?
Is that on the market?
Yeah.
I saw that you had some dark French roast, but then I saw that you had some dark French roast organic. What's the difference? Or do you taste the difference?
I can tell you what the difference is.
Really?
Yeah.
Go ahead. Do tell.
The dark French roast that I had in there before had like a background of a chocolate taste to it.
Mm-hmm. This is the non-organic?
Non-organic.
Okay.
And organic is more smoky. It has more of a, I guess it's not as subtle.
Mm-hmm.
Or subtle.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry.
Mm-hmm.
It's not as subtle of a taste, but it has like a smoky and a chocolate blend.
Do you think the organic dark roast is stronger, or is it just a different flavor profile?
It's just a different flavor profile.
But what would you prefer? Because I see you bought another box of it. So.
Well, no, I'm.
Are you just finishing? Okay. Okay. All right. Mr. B. So, do you think when they say organic that the coffee is better for you, or is it just the way that they roasted and care for the beans though?
I don't know. I would have to ask my son.
Yeah. I would love to know.
He works in that world. But yeah. I'd rather
the difference between says. I know he said that he was gonna bring us some coffee that had a berry undertone to it, like a chocolate berry undertone to it. So I'm very excited to get some of his samples. But I was just wondering about the organic. So you asked me the other day, you was like, do you want the regular or the organic? And I was like, either. And I think you end up giving me the regular. So I don't think I've really dove into the organic one yet. But I'll do that today so I can see what that flavor profile is.
Okay.
Yeah. Love it. How many coffees a day have you been drinking? Or did you decide to cut back in the new year?
I didn't decide to cut none.
Decided to add a couple more. You looking at me like, what the hell are you talking about?
My question is that early in the morning.
You just offended me with that dumb question. Well, I was just wondering. So, coffee is great. Coffee is on board. Coffee is good. And I've even been doing some dark roast with you. So, and I just also got some caramel pecan. Is that what this one is? Okay, so let me taste.
She don't make her own coffee.
No, I don't, y'all. He always makes my cup of coffee. So let me taste. I taste the caramel right off the bat. The pecan of it is so faint. Like, I can't, if I didn't know it was supposed to have a pecan flavor on it, then I wouldn't have looked for it. Now, which one is this one?
Is this
the organic?
Yes.
Okay.
Now you can tell.
Oh, my God. I don't like it.
because of the smoky part, right?
Yes. I mean, it's really smoky, though. Like, it has a... it's almost like they put the beans under a smoke lamp or something.
Mm-hmm. They just roasted longer.
Oh, no, I don't like it. It has a kick to
not,
it.
It's not a lamp. It's sun.
This
is organic. They actually picked these by hand. Put one at a time into the basket.
Okay, a la coffee chef, get down. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Took that basket. I don't like it.
Laid
it out on concrete, raked them on one side to the next.
I don't care. I don't like it. It's going to take me 2 cups of this kind of like caramel pecan to get that taste out of my
So you're drinking palate. More coffee this year.
What kind of question is that?
I know,
Do
right?
not offend me. So, let's spend 2 minutes on the elephant in the room.
What is that?
Cat Williams.
Oh, can't spend 2 minutes on my man.
Cat is out there. He said this is the year of truth. And my thing is, in that year of truth, he has wrapped up a whole day of exposure of, you know, what we don't know is true or false because we don't know anyone's life, so we cannot say. Mm-hmm. But it's his truth, and he's sharing it. But I saw something yesterday from Mike Epps who was like, Cat, why you didn't call my name? Call my name. I got a comedy tour coming up, and I need the publicity. I need the sales. And he was really lighthearted about it. And he was saying that some of the stuff that Cat Williams is saying is true. Some of it is not true, he says. But that's Cat. That's who he is. And this is entertainment. And this was the best PR that he could have given himself, knowing that he's getting ready to go on a comedic tour. So, Cat is smart. He is very smart. He's a businessman, just like so many others. And I remember Eazy-E saying one time that when you're in that industry, no publicity is bad publicity. It's all publicity, and you're in the business of being an artist and making sales, and people going to buy your tickets or music or, you know, or whatever. On good publicity and bad publicity.
Yeah,
it's just the nature of the beast for our society, you know? Mm-hmm. So I just thought it was interesting. And this is one of the things that I wanted to point out. Because we're in the podcast community, and Club Shay Shay is a great podcast. I mean, I've been listening to it from the beginning because, mm-hmm. My brother is like a huge Shannon Sharp fan. So he's always like, did you hear Club Shay Shay today? Did you hear? When we were starting our podcast, along with so many other people, we still get this question to this day, how long should an episode be? You know, and I know that we fluctuate, like depending on the conversation. Most time with interviews, our episodes go a little bit over an hour, right at an hour. We try to keep ours at anywhere from about 20 to 40. Mm-hmm. minutes, you know, because we're always worried about people are busy, life is life, and a lot of times people listen to it in the car as they're going from point A to point B or, you know, whatever. But his episode with Cat Williams was 2 hours. I think it was 2 hours and 46 minutes. I had to listen to it in two settings. I started it one day and I listened to like an hour and a half, and then I listened to the rest of it the next day. My point to that is if the
content is good
and it's interesting, or if it's something that a person needs or something that they're valuing or something that they're going through at that moment and they need insight, they will listen.
Or if it's messy.
Yeah. controversial, you know, it's sales. They will listen. So it doesn't matter if that podcast episode
was Cat's interview messy or truthful?
I think it was both. I think
it was him trying to be competitive, mm-hmm. and trying to get his just due,
mm-hmm.
on some.
And he got messy on some things. Yeah,
of course, mm-hmm. of course. And then it was some truths that came out,
mm-hmm.
that he says that he has receipts, and then mm-hmm. receipts is flying all over the internet. So mm-hmm. I guess he does. But mm-hmm. the key to me in listening to that was he, when you tell something about somebody,
mm-hmm.
if it's a lie and you're telling it to the world,
mm-hmm.
if don't no one stand up and say nothing, it ain't a lie.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You understand what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So if,
or not only that, you know, Mr. B, even if somebody stands up and say something, depending on what they say, some of them just deflect. They get up and say something, then you listen to them, and it's like,
you
ain't saying a whole lot of nothing.
If it is about you,
mm-hmm.
or if it is about something that they stole from you,
mm-hmm.
or if it is about, if it, he was saying things that were, it sometimes it's your truths,
mm-hmm.
you know what I'm saying? And then sometimes it's the truth.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
You know what I'm saying? So, but he was,
because everyone has a different perspective or vantage point of how they see what's happening in that situation.
When you say, this is your truth, right? This is your truth, or this is the truth. I have receipts. There were 100 people in the room. You know, he just is going on and going on. I mean, that's, it's different when a lot of people see it.
Right.
Versus, oh, I saw it.
Right. Absolutely. Absolutely. So, yeah. So, I totally agree. And the fact that you said, was it truth or was it messy? I definitely think it was both. It was both. And but it was in true format of who Cat Williams is.
Oh, when you correct even when somebody, you go, it's always messy, mm-hmm. right?
And even when you go to his shows, you know, there's a little bit of messiness in his shows, you know, and there's truth in his stand-up, and then there's the comedic, you know, undertone of what that truth is. And it leaves the his audience, whoever his, you know, what his target audience is, it leaves them in a state of, ooh, Kat, are you telling the truth? Because that's juicy right there. Funny, you know, but juicy. And I know, I remember you and B, y'all went to see Cat Williams, and there was, he has several people on that he brought on with him to open the show. And I remember you said that it was one of the best comedy shows that you had been to. And we go
from
to a few
to back,
of them.
Because mm-hmm. sometimes you get people that open up for other artists that mm-hmm. are either new or, I mean, some of those guys, we didn't even know who they were, but they mm-hmm. were funny. So mm-hmm. it's how you pull them or how you pick them.
Mm-hmm.
You know? But
mm-hmm.
he does a good job.
He does a great job. I think. And I think everyone's truth in their comedic platform is totally different. It's different because we've been to Mike Epps, we've been to D.L. Hughley, we've seen Earthquake, we've seen I can't think of his name now, big guy. Oh my God,
Lavelle Crawford.
Yep, Lavelle Crawford. We've been to several comedians, and all of their platforms are different, and all of them have some truths intertwined with their delivery, and it's all messy, you know. So, you know, kudos to Kat for saying his truth. How he delivered it is, you know, how he delivered it. But I'm still a Cat Williams fan, as well as I'm a fan of a lot of the others.
Can we get him on here? Truth over some coffee. Do he drink coffee? I wonder.
I don't know, but I'll give it a shot. All right, B, let's get into our topic. Let's get into our topic. So our last episode, we talked about relationship reset for the year. And we know that we're getting ready to work on our vision board, and we have a timeline of getting that vision board done before the end of the month. And on a normal thing of us doing our resets, we don't actually do a vision board. So this is new for us. Normally, we get out our spreadsheet, we go over our budget, we go over what the income is coming to the house, what's going out, what we did last year. Let's not do that this year. We may talk about some goals, individual goals, and we may make some notes in our phone, but we've never really got together and say, okay, this is our vision board. This is what we want to accomplish together. Even though we do it every year, we have never put it and displayed it on that board. So I was like, so I've been researching or looking at in the last few days, how do we start as a couple? I know how to do a vision board individually, but as a couple, we're taking into consideration both of our content, both of our what we're thinking about, what we want to do, how do we want to move forward, you know, as a couple. And I'm like trying to figure out my bonnet came off. Mm. You trying to talk about my bonnet. Y'all, I'm sitting here with cocoa butter expectations and a bonnet. My husband's like, wait. My husband's looking at me like, baby. He's sitting there like, baby, your bonnet's slipping. Your bonnet's slipping. This white man loves his bonnet, cocoa expectation, chocolate. Okay, anyway, let's go. And now he's like, just take that bonnet off, throw that mug on the floor. All right, so, but, you know, just coming together as one and figuring it out. So, Mr. B, you were talking about 4 or 5 high-level things that we should think about, and then let's break those down.
Okay, so when you actually come into development, your development, you should first reflect right. on what you want to accomplish. You can do it individually, and you can do it together. You can reflect together, because that would be goals that you have together. But you can also reflect individually.
Right.
Because you have individual goals that don't have anything to do with your significant other, but because it's yours. But
what's up, y'all? It's Mink. I'm a grandeur. Speaking of grandeur, you should get the book on diverselove.com, Amazon, Target, and Walmart. You should listen to the podcast too, Truth and Coffee Time. It's on Spotify and Apple Podcasts. Bye-bye. See y'all later.
She or he will also be there beside you and help you get through what your vision is.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Because in a family, your vision is their vision.
Right. Absolutely.
Their vision is your vision. So you reflect together and separate.
Mm-hmm.
And then once you come up with what you're going to put on your vision board, you collect it. You collect all those items that you think that you need or visuals.
Mm-hmm.
And what I mean by a visual is more like a picture or a piece of something that is part of your vision, and you would put it on a board.
Right, absolutely. Right?
You can paste it, you can
glue it,
staple it, you can do whatever you want.
And you can do digital vision boards as well as vision boards with easel, post or whatever, and you're writing it out.
They've even got places where they will send you the packet, and it'll actually come into it. It's a framework, like a picture that you can post, because the next thing that you have to do is you have to assemble it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You have to make sure that your goal has goals.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And in those goals, you can complete them over a particular time frame.
Right. Absolutely.
Now your vision board for 24 is not going to have stuff for 25, 6, 7, 8, 9. You know, it's not going to have all the way up to the year 2030. It's just short-term goals to get where you're going.
Mm-hmm. Now,
so you can stay focused throughout your year.
Got it. But you can have some long terms on there, but your vision board, if you're doing a reset for the year, your vision board should really drill down to what you want to accomplish that year, even though you may have a branch off of some long-term goals as well. Okay.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So you're just assembling it could be a sub
absolutely
to your long-term vision.
Okay. All right.
And after you assemble it, you come to the point where after you put everything together, you're going to display it.
Mm-hmm.
And the reason you display it is because if you hide it in a closet, like you put it on, like what we was talking about the other day, put it on the easel board and then throw it in, you put it in a closet, it's not going to work.
Right.
Because it's not out there. You're not visually seeing it every day. It's not keeping you motivated.
Right. Right. I love that. And that's the whole reason it's a vision board, not just for the vision that you have for your dreams as a couple, but it's also a visual board.
Mm-hmm.
So you can be reminded of what you're supposed to be aspiring to or trying to accomplish throughout the year.
Mm-hmm. And then, I mean, we could sit here and tell you goals, but they're not your goals.
Right.
They would just be goals that would be set. So you have to pick your own goals. If it's finish your degree, or if it's starting your new career, mm-hmm. or I actually want to buy a house this year,
mm-hmm.
or you can also put things in there financially. You can put things in there physically, like if you want to have more fitness.
Mm-hmm.
That content is, you want to be making so much passive income in a particular year. This is where I want to get to. Put it in the vision board, but make it yours.
Right. Absolutely.
Not someone else.
All right. So that's your high level. You're gonna reflect together, collect your data together, assemble it, whether mm-hmm. it be digital or non-digital or traditional, or and then display it so mm-hmm. both of you guys can see this and be reminded of it on a daily basis as you're aspiring. And the other, so then you're gonna drill down here to now that's high level. Mm-hmm. So our granular levels are you're doing it in stages. So life is life and things are happening. Kids got to do it. It may take you a few times to come together as a couple to sit down and, add some things to your vision board. Don't try to rush it and do it so quick because babe, we only got 30 minutes to do this today because the kid's going to be here and do it. Give yourself the time that you need, give yourself the time that you need to actually put together a very, concise vision board as a couple. Don't rush it and just throw some stuff up there. Discuss your desired feelings, like, what is your husband's dream? What is your dream? How can you guys super cop together and help each other with your dreams? Because even though as a couple you may have goals and dreams, individually we're unique as individuals and we may have goals and dreams individually. How can we ensure that we're not getting lost in the sauce while we're trying to build ourselves up as a couple?
Right.
That happens a lot. I mean, I just had a full-blown pity party yesterday because I feel like in the dynamics of what we're going through right now, I'm losing myself a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
And so last night I had a complete breakdown. The best thing I could ever have in my husband is he knows when to be silent and to just be there for me and hold me. And like last night I was just crying, and you just held me. And I think you not saying words and just holding me and allowing me to vent out what I was crying for was probably the best medicine that I need. Because we can't always fix things. We can look at it, hear you out, try to position our lives together to try and add more of the value you need.
Mm-hmm.
But we can't always be the fixer. You know what I mean? So
agreed. The fix for all that is violent. taketh by force type of stuff. I mean, you get the look. I mean,
force, the violent taketh by storm.
Yeah. If you don't need that, I can't give it to you.
The next one is to give your board a time frame.
Yeah. I mean, you can finish the collection. Like, we should have did this on the night that I said, let's do this,
which mm-hmm. is absolutely, and finished it out.
Mm-hmm. You can even cut out a magazine if mm-hmm. you can find one nowadays instead of it on the internet, or you can do this on your phone.
Yeah.
And just copy paste and just stick it on a vision board like that. And just, if it's a house, put a house there. If it's mm-hmm. travel, put a mm-hmm. picture of a travel place, what type you want.
Mm-hmm.
If it's snowy or if it's, got beaches, if it's, villa, right. Put that on there. You can do what however you want. At least get the assembling of the collection
done. Together. Yeah. And sometimes you may need more than one vision board. You might need a vision board just for this year. So for 2024, this is our 2024 vision board of what we want to accomplish. Mm-hmm. But then you may have a second vision board that has like a 2-year goal, a 5-year goal, and these are the things you want to accomplish within that vision board. And mm-hmm. then you readdress them the every following year. Yeah. That's right. Absolutely. So it all depends on what works for you as a couple.
And then throughout the month, your goals get goals.
Yes.
Because you have to break it down.
Yes.
You can't just say, well, oh, I want to do a vacation, but you haven't put down how you're going to get the money up and yes. How much we're saving and where we're going and mm-hmm. have we bought the tickets yet.
Mm-hmm.
Do the kids even care if we're going?
Right.
Do they want to go?
Absolutely.
When do we announce it to them? Because
mm-hmm.
I don't want to hear, are we going yet?
Are we
going? Until June.
Absolutely. Like, you tell them now in January that we're going somewhere in July, but the whole up until July we have to hear it. We're going to let you know on June 30th.
Yeah.
Another thing is you may need to divide your board into categories. So, for instance, if you know that this year you want to accomplish some things in your relationship, in your finances, in your career, and in your health, you can divide your vision board into four. So you have four corridors in your vision board, and you have your relationship, you have your finances, you have your career, and you have your health. And then you brainstorm as a couple under each category, what is it this year as a couple you want to accomplish in those categories? And that also helps you to not be all over the place. You know, your ADHD kicking in and you're all over the place. You got all kind of static things all over your vision board. Drill it down into categories. What's more important this year for you to accomplish? Spirituality, material possessions, education. You might want to, this year we want to start a family, you know, but break it down into categories to make it simpler for both of you to kind of come to what content you want to put, or, you know, what aspirations you want to put in those categories. Get specific with your vision. You know, life is life, and you might need to go back and fill in some words, but you brainstorming at first, and now you're looking at, you stepping back as a couple, and you look at the vision board, and you're like, spirituality. We want to accomplish spirituality. Well, what is it about spirituality that we want to accomplish? So now you want to get a little bit more specific. Are you saying you want to build more of a relationship with God? Are you saying you want to find a church home? Are you saying you want to at least read 4 chapters of the Bible this year? Or are you, you know, get kind of drilled down now to specifics. What is it that, what does that mean when you say, I want to get more spiritual this year? That is very broad. So now that you put all of that on the vision board, step back as a couple, look at those categories and say, and figure out how to execute. How do I get there? What does that mean? You know?
I agree.
And then just create it. Just do it. Just do it. Find some time to do it. And again, like you said, Mr. B, is make that vision board highly visible. So that mug slaps you in the face every day. So you're like, come on. You know, come on, D. Come on, Mr. B. These are the things we said we want to accomplish. Now, don't beat up yourself if you got 7 things on your vision board and you only accomplished 4
for that year. Don't make it so robust. Yeah. This is a living document. So don't make it so robust that you can't complete it.
Mm-hmm.
Make it so you can complete it, and then, or if you need to add something to it, can.
Yeah. And celebrate your wins, no matter how small, how large, how, you know, if it's medium, whatever, or if it's 1 step to getting closer to one of your goals, celebrate. Celebrate it, because the celebration and the cheering for each other is the key, and sometimes that push to keep going. Because you could set all kind of goals in January, and then by June, you are looking at that board like, what were we thinking? How are we going to do all of this? Don't make that board so daunting that it's overwhelming to look at. Because it shouldn't be a board that you're looking at and you stressing out every time you see it. It should be a board that you're walking by going, okay, I got this. You know,
You know, you can also, I don't know if people have, like, if you have Android or if you have your Apple phone,
mm-hmm.
you can go into your notes and you can create a checklist.
Mm-hmm.
And as
mm-hmm.
you go as mm-hmm. you go through and you complete one of these items, you can check it. So mm-hmm. you can always look at it on your phone and make sure, all right, this is done, that's done, that's done.
Mm-hmm.
And as you check it off, it'll show your person
complete.
You're in a relationship that completes too, because
yeah, you're collaborating, you're
when
sharing.
I update my stuff on my phone, you see it. So
mm-hmm.
you'll be like, all right, yeah, he all right. He went and did
we accomplished that.
He finally went and did what I told him to do.
We accomplished that. So it's collaborative. And you can either do that in your notes and share it collaborative, or you could do like we do have a Trello board for our podcast. You could
yeah.
do a Trello board and share with each mm-hmm. other, but there are several ways to get it done. So let's back up and we're gonna go over one more time. So the high level, Mr. B said, was reflect, collect, assemble, and display. And how do we do that? First, you may want to do it in stages. Discuss what your desired feelings are and dreams are as a couple. Give your board a time frame, even though you may have a board for 2024. You may also have a second board that says this is the board that we want to accomplish by 2027, you know. So don't try to cram everything into one vision board, because then it becomes another tool for stress, another trigger for stress, and you don't want that. So make sure that you're making it simple. You may want to divide that board into categories, and then once you divide it in categories, then you can get specific.
If you want to do a neat project to see how strong your relationship is.
Oh, God.
Take,
oh, Lord.
Reflect alone on your vision on what you want to do
mm-hmm.
and let your significant other reflect
and then come
to
together.
The table and see if your goals are matching her goals or his goals. And I can tell you right now, they don't.
Yeah.
So
some of them may, but for
no,
the
they
most
don't.
Part.
We're different. So they don't. None of my goals are your goals
right.
when it comes to
okay.
my, well, I'm going to tell you, do you care about crypto?
No.
All right. I do.
Mm-hmm.
Do you care about, you
don't, I get it. I get what you're saying.
Mm-hmm. You don't care about certain things. I got key things that I want to hit
mm-hmm.
this year,
mm-hmm.
but it has nothing to do with you. But
I got you.
I have
you.
Things
I got you.
That I want to do with you.
I got you.
So
mm-hmm.
those are the things that, now, my vision board might have something like that on it, a little space that's mine,
mm-hmm.
a little space that's yours, and then
mm-hmm.
our collective goals.
Right. Got it. Just do it. The other thing is just do it. Just, you know, space out some time to do it, you know, even if it's maybe 20 minutes a day until you guys finish it.
And
just
some
do
of y'all
it.
Out there need to put a vision board on your vision board. I want to do a vision board this year. All right, yeah.
All right, that is the goal.
Woo!
The goal is to do a vision board.
I got one.
That's it. And then display it. Display it. So you have one big board that says, do your vision board. But I think it's key to write down some aspirations, some thoughts. I mean, even in jobs now today when they're doing their evaluation for the year, they ask you what to communicate your goals and your aspirations, because they understand the power of words. You know, the power of words, write in the vision, make it plain. The power of words. Words are more powerful than anything across the universe, as we can see right now today in the Cat Williams interview. His words has resonated so powerful that in 2 days, Club Shay Shay racked up 25 million views for that episode alone. 25 million. Some people ain't never heard of Club Shay Shay's podcast until Cat Williams came over there and said some words. Words are powerful. So
yes,
you guys, you know, just make sure that you are, you know, standing on what your words are and your vision boards. And please don't make it a stress trigger, because it can happen. You can get so far down the rabbit hole trying to get vision boards done and your goal that it too now becomes a part of your stress factor. And that's not what it should be. So if you feel like it's going to be that step back, scrap it, start from scratch and make it simple.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Thank you, guys. Thank you, Mr. B. How's your organic coffee standing gone. Up? Is it gone?
I'm about to go get me another cup.
Okay. Organically. No, I said I put a T in organic. Organically. That's because I'm
You're from the South.
I'm from the South.
Yeah, because they
be put like, a T in everything.
Bryant.
Come here, Bryant. That's all right. Hey, guys. Thank you so much for following the Truth in Coffee Time podcast. Please, please, please go out, review, and subscribe. Follow us on all social media platforms. We are at Truth in Coffee Time, and our brand is Diverse Love. So there are social media platforms for at Diverse Love. Hit us up, follow. Let us know what you think about the vision board segment. What kind of visions and boards are you guys coming up with as a couple? We would love to hear from you. If you need to email us, you can email us at our brand, hello@diverselove.com, or you can do it at truthandcoffeetime@gmail.com. And our website again is www.diverselove.com or www.truthandcoffeetime.com. We love y'all for real. I'm so happy and so grateful that you guys are riding with us. We are rooting and cheering for you guys, especially the couples out there who are trying to really push it and make it work and building those visions together. Thank you guys for riding with us and listening to our truth over coffee. Thank you, friends, for hanging with us. We got you. Don't forget to subscribe to our podcast. And also, please follow us on IG, Facebook, and Twitter. Our social platform is at Diverse Love. That's DiverseLuv.
And don't forget, you can listen to our podcast on Anchor, Spotify, Apple, Google, or wherever you get your podcast fix.
Thank you, friends. We love y'all for real.
Okay, me, take us out.
It's Truth and Coffee Time.
Help me not think about all my lows. Think of who you are sometimes. Girl, you always on my mind. Looking like it's Truth and Coffee Time. Tell me what you really want to know. Girl, it ain't